Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is down. He's a little bit under the weather. Hopefully he'll be back with us tomorrow. But John Ireland from Rancho Leonero, he was very bummed to miss John because that's certainly one of his favorite shows. Ricky said to me this morning, he said, man, I hate missing this show, but I'm not feeling real
well. Well, if he's got a sore throat, he needs to stay at home.
Yeah, right. But hopefully he'll be better tomorrow. We certainly hope feeling better. And we've got a great show going for you today. Lots of great phone calls, lots of positives about going down to one of the best places in the world, and that's Rancho Leonero, right in our own backyard here down in the East Cape. And we're giving away a great prize to one lucky caller. You want to get through. The lines are packed. Keep on trying. When one drops off, you might be able to get through. 833-288-0973. Dave will be standing by for your phone call there. Just be patient with Dave. It may take him a while to get to you because he's running the board. He's doing everything for us there at the fan studio. But we're giving away a phenomenal prize, an Anza fillet knife. This is the Bluefin. Really great. It's an 8-inch fillet knife, $175 knife, courtesy of our buddies over at Anza Fillet Knives or Anza Knives there, and a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods in addition to that Anza Fillet Knife. $50 to the freshest thing in town. Of course, Point Loma Seafoods open every day, 11 to 6, for takeout food, and they have great fresh fish. And this time of the year, Lolly and I love eating that fresh king salmon, and you have a pretty consistent supply of it, too. And I might add, too, that Wednesday through Sunday, they're starting up their sushi menu again. So Sushi Deli will be open Wednesday through Sunday, again, at Point Loma Seafoods. That's a real popular thing there. For sure. So you want to get through again, 833-288-0973. Let's find out what's biting. Catch Report today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimpin' Winer Company with products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato system is the best way to make your own Spectra to fluorocarbon and mono top shots. Easy, cost-effective, time and big fish proven. Some commercially made top shots can cost you as much as $50 or more. You can get the Sato crimps and supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or the Longfin, or check SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge with our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mark.
Ricky. Get better, buddy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But so we're going to do another then and now report like I did the last couple weeks here. We're going to be looking back to the first week of May, exactly 20 years ago, year 2000. So, guys, I've studied moon tide connections and how they relate to fish activity for very years. I just like that stuff. And that week in May of 2000 was perfect. It was just all coming together in terms of the cycles. There's three main cycles. There's total 17 moon cycles, but there's three that I pay attention to. You got the full and the dark, that's the easy one because we can all see it. You got apogee, perigee, which is the distance of the Earth from the moon. And declination, which is the north-south. The moon goes up and down just like the sun does, you know, varies between winter and summer. The moon does the same type of thing there. So in that week of May 20 years ago, we had the perfect combination of all three of them coming together. And good water temps and no wind. And I'm telling you what, guys, look at the back of my notes and my little black tide log here. Lots and lots of yellows at Clemente, but the big news was the sea bass bite at Catalina. They just went off. It was a whole week, every day, wide open fishing, front, back, east, west. Just absolutely fantastic fishing for the week of May 2000, 20 years ago. Today, a little different setup. We've had quite a bit of weather here recently. It's been very tough over at Catalina. And it's been off to a much slower start, gotta say for sure. But you know what? This past week, there's been some good signal on the front side and on the east end proper. There's lots of fin bait has moved in. and schools of bigger barracuda have been with it, and school-sized yellows also. So it's pretty good on the east end proper, and then up the island a little bit in the middle there in that Empire Zone had some very recent reports of lots of yellows, school-sized yellows, and big barracuda in that area. And then around the back from outside West Cove down towards Ribbon Rock and then a little farther down towards Whale Rock has also had pretty good fishing on the yellows here those last couple days. Both sardines and surf salmon are getting the fish. And then offshore, some days those bluefins are up and foaming good. Good grade fish. A lot of that stuff's like 40 to 60, 70 pounds, biting the various hard baits and surface iron. Haven't heard anything really being caught on bait. It's all been pretty much jigs. Yeah. And the upper edge of the area is below the 209 and then down towards the ridge proper and then farther down toward the corner in the 43. It's been a pretty big spread of fish. Not up every day, but when it is up, it's actually been biting okay. And, man, that's pretty good stuff for this time of year. That
yeah, beginning of May, we'll take that. Yeah. And, of course, Danny and Jeff and the boys at FishDope.com have been on it every day. And now that, you know, fishing is opening up a little more throughout the Southland here, people are needing it. FishDope.com, $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. You got to have FishDope.com before you go fishing. Save fuel, save time, save money. FishDope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, we're in Huntington Beach, Pete. We're in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. We have been kind of shut down with all the drama going on there, but it looks like we're starting to relax things a little bit there, so we'll be keeping some retail hours. But you do want to check with us first till we get back on our regular schedule there. So the phone number at the store here is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I was talking to some guys out in the parking lot yesterday. I just come back from lunch. Some guys were just standing out in the front talking about some stuff. And one of them said when he was leaving, he said, you know, I am so over all of this stuff. It's time to go fishing. That's the way we all feel.
I agree. Yeah, there's no question.
You're here.
Here for sure. Well, Mark, great to hear from you. Great. I love those 20 years ago from your book there. Those are really so great. Thanks for sharing that with us. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, Pete. In fact, I was just looking ahead a week in the book here, and I think next week might be interesting, too. Okay.
Okay. I like it. All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you sharing all that with us, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. And, of course, soon we hope that Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing will be joining us again. There's rumors going around that there maybe by mid-May there might be things going back around there. And so we'll see how that goes. But that is our catch report today, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing for your fish when your trip returns from the San Diego landings or you want to bring your fish when you go out fishing here locally, there's nothing better than what they do at Fisherman's Processing, too. You can also purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky fish, their spices, rubs, tuna burgers, smoked cheese, and more. Every day, they're open from 10 to 2, and you can either have it shipped or delivered right to your door. They have some super specials right now on their smoked fish, their jerky, cheeses, spices, and rubs. So check them out at their Liberty Station location between the hours of 10 and 2. Every day, 7 days a week, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And also want to remind you, too, our friends over at Poway Valley Collision are open and eager for your business. They take most insurance companies, and they are certified by Ford and many, many other car manufacturers to do the work. And nobody does better work than our friends Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision. So car needs a little work. You get in a bang-up or you've been putting it off for a little while. Let Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision take good care of you, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in Lawndale. Gary, thanks for hanging in there. Good to talk to you.
Good morning, Pete and John.
Hi, Gary.
Hi. You know, one of the things I always like to do when I go to Baja is have a fish that I caught that day made for my dinner. You have that available there, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a mesquite barbecue that's every evening firing. You can actually cook your own fish if you like, but the The girls in the kitchen will cook your fish any way you like, and they're really good.
Oh, and they'll make ceviche out of it. You catch like a Sierra or something.
Normally.
The trigger fish or something. They make the best ceviche.
They make great ceviche, with triggers and with every different species, And normally there's a lot of sushi at the bar, too, if they're catching tuna. Then there'll always be plates of sushi all around the bar and in the area, from about 4 o'clock on into dinner. And it spoils you. The sushi down there spoils you because it's same day fresh and it's just buttery. It's so good, And it spoils you when you go to a sushi restaurant here in San Diego because the tuna has to be 2 or 3 days old at least, and there's no substitute for that same day. It spoils you.
Yeah.
Good
stuff. Yeah, there's no doubt.
And like I say, that barbecue's going every evening. We've got a lot of property, and so it's actually natural mesquite from the ranch that we cook on. And that really helps, too. Nothing like a mesquite barbecued fish. Nothing better.
It's nothing better. So we better get down there, Gary.
Yeah, Gary. Come on down.
If I wanted to have a day trip, how hard is that to set up?
Well, what we're doing now is we have a couple rental cars down there, and they're $50 a day with taxes, insurance, everything. And they're for 24 hours. And what people are doing now is they're renting the car, and they'll do the loop. They'll go over to La Paz, go down into Cabo, into the Arches, and or up to the waterfalls. There's a bunch of different things that you can do.
And you can also rent quads, too, right? They'll bring them right to the ranch.
Yeah, they bring them to the
ranch.
Which
is really one of my favorite things.
Yeah, for sure. The beaches are great, but there's so many waterfalls and canyons. There's washes that run up into the Sierras it's just incredible. And nothing more fun than getting on those ATVs and rolling.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fun things to do, Gary. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, let's talk to Scott Sherman, Councilman Scott Sherman, and, of course, from Snap Insurance. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, guys. Another great show, buddy.
Thank you. Hey, first I want to say thank you for all your hard work in standing up for fishermen in San Diego County, man. You have been a lifeline for us, and with all these wacky bureaucrats making their decisions that don't necessarily agree with the rest of us, you have been a saving grace for fishermen, and thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you, Scott.
It's been my pleasure, buddy. Hopefully this COVIDiocy will be over soon,
Yeah, we hope so, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's common sense has just kind of gone by the wayside, but now that the water is open to families and immediate households, my wife and I were able to get out on the boat yesterday and had a really nice day on the water. It was flat, calm, no wind all day. Got into some really good rock cod fish and picked up a couple yellowtail under a patty out southwest of the 425. Just gorgeous day on the water. The only real problem out there is the red tide is just amazingly thick. We went through areas that, you'd swear you were driving through a river after a storm. It was so brown in there.
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it? But there's fish in that water, which is the crazy thing, right?
Yeah, we were metering fish. We got to one area that was a little cleaned up, found a patty, and there were some biting yellowtail under it, that 8 to 10 pound kind of stuff. Nothing huge, but still good for some hamachi when you get home. And hopefully people will do what they're supposed to. There won't be any problems, and we won't get those knee-jerk reactions from politicians and bureaucrats, and we'll start seeing the water open up a little bit more here real soon. I have a good feeling that it's going to start happening sooner rather than later. And quite frankly, now I think the way things are going and we've kind of turned the tide here locally, I think it's time for the county and the city to lead and start getting people back to work and back on the water and back into their regular routine. And hopefully we'll see that soon.
Here, here.
Yeah, absolutely,
man.
Absolutely,
so, Scott, of course, you're fishing off your Parker 25 from West Coast Marine. What a great time to invest in your own boat, right, to be able to do what you did yesterday and go out with your wife and have a great time on the water catching fish, right?
Yeah, right now, if you can do it, it's the time to really start thinking about pulling the trigger on your own vessel. It was super easy yesterday. We got up early in the morning, went down, boat was in the slip, ready to go, and you just get on and go, and you can fish wherever you want, whenever you want, and with whomever you want. It's a really good deal.
Yeah, it is. And Parker and Kevin, the guys at the West Coast Marine, they do such a great job up there, right?
Yeah, yeah. The only problem I had yesterday is the boat had been sitting in its slip for so long, my bait pump took a dump, so I had to take a little bit of time and swap that out. But once we got that fixed, everything was working fine.
Those things happen. Yeah,
yeah,
for
those
sure.
Those impellers go dry.
Yeah. So, Scott, appreciate all you do. And by the way, on our Instagram, Facebook page, Let's Talk Hookup, yesterday we posted a couple of photos of a nice lingcod and a big red that you caught. What'd you catch that lingcod on?
It was a piece of squid with a sardine pin to it. You know, make that sardine look like it's chomping on a piece of squid, and the lingcod just couldn't resist it yesterday. We got a few of them.
That was a nice one, man. Those are some good ones. Way to go.
Yeah,
well,
that,
thanks.
That red was like 5.9 pounds. It was a big red.
Big red. That's a nice one. Well, way to go, Scott. Glad you got them. And I know that the islands were biting, too. There's a lot of good yellowtail on the surface and yo-yo at the islands. It's happening. Time to go fishing for sure. And thanks for all you do, Scott, and keep it rolling for us.
Will do, buddy. Happy to do it.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right, let's jump back into those jam-packed phones. Next up, Ed and Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning. Hey, my question is for John. Do you have loaner gear down on the boats? And if I was to bring some metal or rubber down in that, what would you recommend?
Well, Benestia said, yeah, we have literally everything you need down there. All the boats are equipped with all the basic gear, and we're sponsored by Accurate, so we've got all Accurate reels. We've got very, very good equipment. You really don't need to bring anything. If you do bring, you know, it's always nice to bring your own lures, and the Shimano wax wing is a good one. Anything that makes a lot of racket on the surface, yeah. They've been deadly out there in front. I always use meat. You know, you're going to catch more fish, you know, if you're using bait or meat of any kind.
Sure.
What I'll do is I'll go down to the cleaning table and just cut belly strips off the clean fish. And it's deadly out there.
Oh, right. The belly strips off of the fish.
Yeah. And then I go out in the kayak and I just slow troll and drag them behind me. Pick up Dorado and all kinds of fish. Big Pargo.
Yeah.
Lots of jacks. Rooster fish occasionally.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing is you have Hobie kayaks down there and paddle boards and stuff that you can take out fishing.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Stand up paddle boards.
Yeah. And you have rental gear for snorkeling.
Yep.
So you don't need to bring your own stuff.
You really don't need to bring anything but your shorts and your sunglasses and your favorite hat and your flip-flops. That's about it. We make it as easy as we can. And when it started getting expensive to bring your equipment, when the airline started charging extra for bags and all that, is when we went to supplying all the equipment ourselves. If you are going to bring anything and you have there's no substitute for fishing with your own equipment. So if you want to do that, I recommend you pack your reels in your check bag. And then we'll marry them up to, we've got rods like crazy down there. We'll just marry it up for you.
Yeah.
And if you do bring anything, you know, bring a spin casting rig for off the beach. We've got those as well, but that's a fun one too.
Yeah. But hey, you know, one thing I hope that comes out of all this is that airlines respect their passengers more than they have. I mean, you know, they have been so brutal the last few years, you know, with fees and charging and profits and stuff, and now they're getting their butts kicked. And I just hope... They bend over and say, hey, we need to take care of our customers and not treat them so hard.
It's going to be much more competitive for them.
Yeah,
and they're
going
to have to work harder to keep their guests. My guess would be certainly the airfares are a lot less than they were.
Yeah.
I flew back and forth on Volaris out of Tijuana, $29 each way.
Sweet.
It's $60 round trip.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's some real nice airfares out there. So I think they're going to be more competitive, and we're going to get better service, hopefully.
I hope they're
stinkers. They're hard.
Yeah, they're hard,
you know.
There's a wake-up call for
Well, when you're paying when you're paying more, like on Alaska, and I don't want to diss them too much, but when you're paying twice as much to fly 800 miles to Cabo than you are to fly to Hawaii,
it's criminal.
Which is three times the distance for half the money. Yeah. Come on, guys.
Yeah, not right.
Not right.
For sure. Hey, Ed, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Bart Hall's on the line. How could we go through a show with Rancho Lanero without Bart Hall calling in, right?
Well, you guys are killing me. I want to be there, John. This is crazy. I want to be
Don't
at the
we
ranch.
All?
Yeah, are you guys going to set up a date? Come on down.
Yeah, well, we were planning on June, you know, but who knows at this point what's going on. We're still in the planning stages for our haul in the fall, so we'll see what goes on here. So.
Yeah, it's different times, Bart. It's for sure. For sure. We're in uncharted waters is where we are.
Well, you know, I got Jack made me so jealous, you know. I mean, I'm just thinking about all that. And I have a great suggestion for the fish that you catch. Everybody's talking about going here, getting your coolers here or there. Here's what I like to do. Catch a lot of fish, bring it in, have the girls catch it, then walk around with a platter and give some to everybody who's at the ranch. It's a wonderful way to share and have a great time and eat fresh fish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it happens.
Yeah.
Every time you come down, Bart.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't catch a lot of fish because I like to hang out, but I eat a lot of fresh fish at the ranch because all the people in our group love to share.
Well, Bart catches a lot of fish. Jack takes a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
But Bart goes out there and really catches the fish and feeds the guests. Thank you, Bart. Thank you, Bart.
Well, we like the volume. You know, we like the local fish. We like to catch the fish that are living there all the time. And, you know, the biggest discovery, you've heard me say this many times before, was that when we used to bring all those trigger fish in for ceviche, and then I think it was you that said, well, you ought to try the filet, and where they did it with garlic and butter, and oh, my God, was it good.
Yeah, no, that trigger fish is really good eating. The problem is they're not big enough to really barbecue. Occasionally you get one that's big enough that you can get a filet off it and barbecue it.
Yep.
Otherwise, they're just too small. That's why they go to the ceviche. But it's really good meat. You know, the ranch used to be an Indian village right there, right where their hotel is right now. And I'm sure that they lived off the trigger fish.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's so many around out there. Yeah. You go out there, and the trick is a little hook. The smaller
small
hook you get. Yeah.
Because they have small
get those
mouths.
Little trout hooks, you know.
Yeah.
And literally, you put a little piece of meat on it. Every time you drop it in, bang, as many as you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're good eating. They really are.
Yeah.
They call them coochies down there, little piggies.
Little piggies,
coochies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Well, Bart, hey, time to book a trip to Rancho Leonero. You got to make up for it.
Yeah, Bart, come on down, buddy.
We're looking forward to it, John. I just wanted to say hi. It's fun listening to you talk about the ranch.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Bart.
See you soon,
amigo.
Appreciate
it very much. Jim in National City's next up. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning, Pete. Morning, John. I got a couple questions. Part of it was answered by the councilman, but my question for John, I've asked you this before, the money situation, are we still bringing dollars down there, or does my debit card have a machine down there?
Yeah, you know, we don't have an ATM machine, and so we strongly recommend that you, for tips and for bait and for incidentals and all that, we recommend strongly that you bring cash. You know, it's kind of up to you how much you bring and how many days you're going to fish, et cetera. But it's a good idea. Bring $500 to $1,000 in cash, and you'll bring money
home.
What
about bringing pesos down?
Well, you can bring pesos down.
Because the peso to dollar ratio are now 25-1.
Yeah,
holy mackerel!
Range between 24 and 25.
Yeah,
crazy.
You're like a 20% increase.
For the
U.S. dollar. So converting to pesos, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can convert the dollars down there and get a good exchange rate as well. But the dollars work. You know,
And they like dollars.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, dollars are the currency. They prefer getting dollars than pesos. Yeah. They really would. Yeah. They tend to stash their dollars, you know, and that's their savings. And the peso, you know, the value of the peso is just up and down and all around. So they like dollars, no doubt about it. But that's a good question, and thanks for bringing that up. It's a good idea to bring cash, for sure.
Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the phone. Oh, you do take credit cards, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you take credit cards. But thanks a lot for the call, Jim. We appreciate that very much. When we come back, we're going to have a special guest talk about some very important stuff here and a lot more of your phone calls. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision and you were right. Mentioned you guys and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggedy body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here along with John Ireland. I'm having a great time talking fishing in the East Cape. I mean, you can hear it in everybody's voice, John.
Everybody's ready.
Like everybody's ready to roll. Yeah, so let's go fishing.
Let's go fishing.
Yeah, so plan is, again, June 1st. June 1st. If everything goes as planned here and everything
yeah,
goes okay.
I would really be surprised if we weren't ready to go June 1st.
Yeah. So
and like I said, I checked the airlines are really the big indicator, and all the airlines are starting to fly June 1st.
Yeah.
All the major carriers are back to their normal schedule, so... I'm pretty optimistic that that's going to happen. It's been long enough, my gosh.
Yeah.
It'll be by June 1st. It'll be a good 2.5-3 months.
Yeah, for sure.
Down. If we haven't curbed it by then.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a challenging situation.
It sure is for everyone.
Yeah, but let's find out right from the doctor herself, right here. Very, very big honor for me to have my doctor and Dr. Mimi Guarneri from Pacific Pearl La Jolla. This lady has amazing credentials. Not only is she a premier cardiologist, not only did she probably save my life, not only has she probably saved many, many, many people's lives, she's the president of the Academy of Integrative Medicine. She's the founder of the Integrative Medicine Department at Scripps. She is a wizard when it comes to many, many things medically and physically about you and your body. And today we're going to ask her to talk about building your immune system for going traveling to places like Rancho Nuevo. Good morning, Dr. Guarneri.
Hey, good morning, Peter. Thanks for the nice introduction. Too much. How are you?
Not too much. It's all true. Doing great, for sure. So first of all, tell us about Pacific Pearl La Jolla and what you do over there.
Well, I think the best way to describe what we do at Pacific Pearl is to think of the human as almost like a tree, right? If you had a tree and the tree had some sick fruit on it, you would say, well, I'm either going to cut off all the branches or I'm going to fix the soil of the tree. I'm going to give it some more water and some food and the right nutrients. Well, that's our approach. We don't just treat disease. It's easy to treat disease and say, well, you have diabetes, take this pill. You have high cholesterol, take that pill. But our goal, honestly, is to get to the underlying cause of a situation. And
indeed,
in doing that, we are, you know, we're able to get, so if you have high cholesterol, for example, we get you eating right. We get you exercising. We give you the right micronutrients, supplements, and so on. So it's an approach toward creating health. That's what we do.
Yeah, and I tell you, and the cool thing about what Dr. Guarneri and all of her associates at Pacific Pearl do is they're doctors. And if it, like, for example, when I had cardiology problems, it was like, get to the hospital now. You're not afraid to use standard medicine. You've been a cardiologist for how many years?
Oh, I've been practicing cardiology since 1991, but I recognized years ago that cardiovascular disease is totally preventable. So our stents and our surgeries are there when you absolutely need them. But even if you've had something like that, wouldn't you want to never go back to the hospital again? So my goal is to keep people healthy.
And you've certainly helped me achieve those goals for sure. So let's talk about building your immunity for going traveling. I mean, we're talking about getting back down to Mexico and doing our favorite things. You and I both love Mexico, and we talk about Mexico a lot. And I can't wait to go to places like John's place at Rancho Leonero. How do we build our immunity to keep this COVID thing at bay?
Right. So that's a great question. So let's go back to that concept of the soil, right? What makes us healthy and what makes us sick? So the first is our nutrition, having good nutrients in our body, which means getting off all the sugar, the white stuff, and I have to say getting off all the excess alcohol, things that drag us down, eating more greens and pigmented fruits, berries, things like that. So first of all, healthy eating. And if you look at the deaths that are occurring from COVID, they're occurring in people that are obese. And they're occurring in people that have diabetes, high blood pressure, all these diseases which are completely preventable. So if we can get people walking every day, doing exercise, eating right, getting a good night's sleep, and handling the way they respond to stress and tension, these are sort of the fundamentals of health, because you can have a bad set of genes. Right. You can say, oh, well, I was born with, everybody had a heart attack in my family. But you have to put those genes in an environment. And if you put the genes in a healthy environment, the outcome is going to be different. So the immune system is the same thing. Turn off that bloody TV. You don't need to hear negative news all day. We have all of our patients, as you know, at Pacific Pearl on preventive supplements and nutraceuticals, where we have put together formulas of quercetin and astragalus and so on that actually support the immune system. Getting a good night's sleep, eating the right foods, getting out and walking in nature. These are all the things that keep us healthy.
Yeah, indeed. And there's some particular supplements. I mean, I take a fistful of supplements every day, and I tell you, my life is better for it, following Dr. Guarneri's guidelines here. A more recent one that you just put me on were mushrooms. Talk about that for a second.
Well, we know that certain types of mushrooms, when used medicinally, now we call these medicinal mushrooms, have immune supportive and even anti-cancer properties. So we use mushrooms, things like reishi and shiitake and so on, to support the immune system. And you are on a particular one, which is pure immune support. Now, I will tell you, mushrooms have been used throughout ages and have excellent research on anti-inflammatory properties and immune system supporting properties, as does things like vitamin C and zinc and andrographis and astragalus. So we really like to use, as you know, at the Pearl, we don't just give supplements for the sake of giving supplements. We like to use them therapeutically, what people need when they need them.
Indeed. So, okay, let's say somebody comes to you and says, okay, I want to get back to traveling, and I love to go fishing, and I want to get on the boats. I want to go fishing is my passion, but I want to make sure my immune system is built. What are you going to start them on first? What's the first thing you're
going to
do?
Well, I'm probably going to put them on a supplement that we created called Viral Shield. What we did was we put the best that's available inside one capsule, so people can just take one supplement a couple of times a day as opposed to running around with 10 bottles of supplements. So that would be one thing that we would do. Most people will use two supplements on, but if you're going to be on the boat, you're going to be close. You know, the good thing about the boat is it's open air, right? There's a lot of breeze. There's a lot of air. You're not in a confined room. But you're going to have to remember that it would be nice if we knew what people's COVID-19 status was, if we're going to be with them for a long time on a boat. That would be nice to know that everybody getting on that boat either has antibodies to the virus or that they don't have active viral infection. That would be a nice piece of information. But if we don't have that, then I would say, you know, you have to keep wiping the boat down, right? You have to keep making sure all the surfaces are kept clean, because that's where the virus is going to sit. If someone either coughs or sneezes on you, which is why face masks are important, and then surfaces. Most people get sick from touching surfaces like doorknobs, handles, things like that, and then touching their face. And these are the kinds of precautions we have to take. Boost the immune system, and then make sure we're doing proper cleaning of everything. But I think boats are a better place than, for example, being in a, you know, a small warehouse, like what we're seeing with this meat packing industry, where people are working on top of each other in a closed, confined space. That's the worst situation. Anything that looks like a dormitory, you want to avoid, whether it's a dormitory at a college or it's a skilled nursing facility or a cruise ship, anything that looks like a dormitory, I think it's best to avoid that right now.
All right. Good advice, Dr. Guarneri. And you speak all over the world, I know, because your travel schedule is amazing. Is this the first fishing talk show you spoke on?
Yay, for the first fishing talk show. Yes, it is.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And so if somebody wants to purchase some of these supplements from you at Pacific Curl, you don't necessarily need to be a patient with you, but if you want to find out more about being involved with Pacific Pearl, being a patient of Dr. Guarneri and her staff, buying some of the suggested supplements to boost your immune system, you can do that, right?
Yeah, they can do that. They can just give a call at 858-459-6919. We will talk to the individual for a few minutes. We want to know who they are. They can say they come via the fishing show, Peter, and we'll know immediately who they are. So if they call 858-459-6919, we'll probably have one of our docs just ask a few simple questions, and then we can make some recommendations, which is targeted to that individual.
All right, very good. And you also have a great website too, right?
Oh, yeah. People can go over to the website, PacificPearlLaJolla.com, and they can take a look at everything right there.
All right. Dr. Mimi Guarneri, thank you very much for spending some time with us, and we'll hopefully have you back on, and if you're willing, and talk to you soon.
I'd love to do it. We got a lot we can talk about. Take care.
Yes, we
bye-bye.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it. Wow. So let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's talk to Chuck and Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, guys. Morning. Man, my mouth's been drooling since I heard the Mesquite barbecue out there with your fresh fish. Yellowtail's got to be one of my favorites of all that fish. You know, so you're saying I can make my own breakfast out there on the dock, on the barbecue, and have some pan-seared yellowtail with fresh eggs over easy on top?
not for breakfast.
Normally the barbecue's not going for breakfast. About half the time for lunch, and then every dinner we have it. But, you know, we have a lot of lobster out in front. In the old days, I used to go out early in the morning and spear a couple lobster and come in and then have lobster omelets.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and mix up the scrambled eggs with some nice lobster in there. It was great. There's a little reef, another reef, a little further off the hotel than the first reef that we call General Store, full of fish. And you just go out there anytime you want and smack breakfast or lunch or dinner.
Now, Pete, now you're sitting there having a margarita at night, and maybe you guys teach one of the local kids how to fly a drone, and you can fly a drone way out there and fish from your little barbecue stand you got there. You got the closest one to the water right still in Mexico.
There you go.
There's something else you can do there.
Good one, Chuck. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Wayne in Rancho Penasquitos is next up. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, Pete. Morning, John. It's Wayne, CCA. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Wayne.
Oh, hey, Wayne.
Hey, man, what a great show. You guys, I'm with the last guy, man. I'm drooling here listening to all the great food.
Yeah. Man,
there's nothing better. Hey, just a great update this week. We made a lot of progress at all the ramps and all the opportunity to be able to go out fishing again, take that rust off. And, wow, a lot of work. Thanks to a lot of the politicians that have been backing us up. We got our beaches open. We got our ramps open. We're still working on the few. We're going to start working on some lakes, and hopefully we can get our sport boats back out. So, you know, we're hopefully over the curve. Get out there because there's some good fishing out there. I think the fish missed us.
They miss us.
But it's actually been good. The fishing's going to be better when people get back on the water.
For sure.
You know, and it's interesting because sport fishing is one of the few sports that you can actually do right now and maintain social distancing and go out and have a good day.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go out anymore and play touch football or you know, pretty much every sport is shut down except for fishing. So
We're
tied to the right sport.
No doubt about it. Hey, Wayne, thanks for all you do with CCA.
Oh, thank you, guys. Hey, I was just asking about the diving down there at Rancho Leonera. If you're not certified up here, can you go down there and get certified?
You mean diving you're talking about?
Scuba diving.
Yeah, for diving.
You know, we used to run a resort course, and you don't have to be certified. We test you out in the pool and then take you out. The operators down at Pomo Reef do certify you. I'm not exactly sure how long you'd have to be. A lot of people, what they'll do is they'll go and get their basic course, they do their pool dives and everything else. They're required to have an open water dive to get certified. So a lot of people will go and do all the classes, do their pool stuff, and then come down by us. And these dive operators can do it for you, then you do your open water dive and you're certified. There's a lot of that that goes on.
Be best to, like, Wayne, I'm pretty sure they will do some kind of a course down there for you. But the one I've dove with is Cabo Pulmo Divers, Henry and Pili.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great website, CaboPulmoDivers.com. Really nice people, and I actually found them through my friend Steve. He went down there and dove with them, and then we dove with them last October and just had a great day and would love to, can't wait to go back and do it again for sure. But if you send them an email, she responds very, very well, and we'll answer the questions there about being able to get certified down there.
And the thing is, to get certified, it takes about a week. I know they could accelerate it some, but it's, you know.
But what a great spot to do
it. No.
Oh, boy.
Dive in that reef.
Yeah, for sure.
Pete and I have dove that reef how many times?
Many times.
Many times.
To go back.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for all you do, Wayne.
Thank you, Wayne.
And thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Mark in Santee is next up. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great.
Hey, I got a couple questions. Number one, and this is for John, can you explain an average day at the ranch, and is there availability to go shopping and stuff?
I'll do go with the shopping first. I mentioned earlier, the cabs. If you rent a cab and a driver, that's fairly expensive. So what we did was we have two rental cars down at the hotel now, and it's $50 for 24 hours a day. So you have the opportunity. You know, if two couples want to go, they can go anywhere they want in Baja Sur, drive around and do the loop. A lot of people will go. And there's a real loop that you can drive around the southern tip of the peninsula. And you go up through La Paz and visit La Paz and then go down the Pacific coast, down the Highway 1, down along the Pacific coast through Todos Santos and then Cabo San Lucas, and then San Jose, and around back to
us. That's a full day, right?
That's a full day trip. It's probably about 4 hours driving time.
Uh-huh.
But with the stops and all, you're talking about an 8-10 hour day.
Yeah, what
but
a
it's
great.
Great. You
what
see
great,
the whole.
Yeah.
You see the whole deal, and you have shopping involved, or you can go up and go into the. There's waterfalls up back behind us. There's lots of, you can go into town, go shopping. El Triunfo is that old town that's about 40 minutes from us now.
On the way to La Paz.
On the way to La Paz. And that's an old gold mining town, one of the oldest cities around. You know, and that's what's interesting about Baja, too, is everything down there predates up here by centuries. I mean, Hernan Cortez was down at Las Cruces, and I think it was 1521. And that predates Northern California, where we're living in San Diego here, by centuries, by, you know, two or three centuries. So there's a lot of history down there, lots of stuff to see. And El Triunfo is particularly interesting because Alfred Eiffel, who built the Eiffel Tower, of course, built the smelter there. And everything is down. You know, it's an old ghost town, and they're rebuilding it. But there's a beautiful, perfect stack that comes right out of the middle. A brick stack that must go 120 feet so in the air, and Alfred Eiffel built it. That was his smelter.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so there's a lot of history. They have the old cemetery over there that, and it was French. The French were doing all the money.
Yeah, a lot of history.
A lot of history. It's really cool. You can spend your life down there.
So many things to do.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Mark, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, one thing I want to mention is we originally had scheduled our first San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remote for May 16th. Well, talking to Mark Wheeler, we just decided that may be a little bit too early to put a group together. So we've put it off to June 20th. So June 20th, we are going to do our Let's Talk Hookup live remote at Encinitas Ford, kick off our San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast for the season there on June the 20th at Encinitas Ford. And that's your first chance to win that 8-day limited load trip on the Searcher, which we'll tell you a lot more about. So make your date change there. It's going to be Saturday, June 20th at Encinitas Ford for our very first San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones and talk to Tim in Long Beach. Tim, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, first of all, I love the doc's advice on staying healthy, but I've found there's another way that I stay healthy, and that's by listening to a higher power, my wife. but anyways, my higher power, she informed me that she wants me to definitely do a family vacation. Now, John, if my wife and daughter don't do too much fishing, what else is there for them to do down at the Rancho?
You know, there are a lot of families down there. There's a lot of fishing wives that are sitting on the beach around the pool and all that. We've got kayaks, of course. We've got stand-up paddle boards, and everything is water-related pretty much. We've got the ATVs. They can roll around on those. Normally what they do is they hang out, and it's very social time. All the women are around the pool, and the wives love it. The family love it.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
A lot of times you just don't even want to leave the ranch.
No, you don't.
You can rent a car. You can rent a quad. You can ride horses. You can go
to
kayaking. I mean, endless things to do. Go shopping into Los Barriles and to La Paz. I mean, endless.
Yeah, and, you know, in a week, if somebody's down there for a full week, it goes by really fast.
Yeah,
you know? The hotel also, we have 2 miles of private beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel that we control. And they walk up and down. There's lots of glass.
Yeah.
There's lots of glass. Everybody collects sea glass and shells. Yeah. And the reef right in front of the hotel, incredible snorkeling and incredible water. It's shallow. It's warm. The water temp right now is 80 degrees.
Wow.
Warmer than normal. And it'll bump up to the high 80s. And so it's very, very pleasant and clear and shallow and full of fish. The reef is. There's really plenty to do.
Yeah.
And what happens with the wives, if you bring the wife once, then you never go alone again. She'll go every time with it because they enjoy it. They really do.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to remind you that, you know, they're going to be doing the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo drawing at the end of this month, and you still have time to buy tickets for the grand raffle, too. $30,000 in prizes, including, I think there's a trip eventually in Ireland.
Absolutely.
There, too. So get your tickets now. Go to RolloKids.org. Get a hold of Tim at RolloKids.org. Get your tickets now. by calling. You need to get a hold of Tim because the state of California doesn't allow you to sell them online.
Oh, really?
It's a 501c3 charity. Just one of those things, you know. But Tim will call you, take your order, take your credit card, and so you can get in on that raffle that's coming up at the end of this month, and you have a pretty darn good chance since we only had one Fred Hall show so far this year to sell tickets. There's going to be a very good chance you can win one of those $30,000 in prizes.
Probably half the number of people in it, and the prizes are the same. It's worth doing.
So get in on it. Yeah, for sure. And when we come back, we're going to be giving away a great prize here. You stay tuned. Talking more fishing here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Amp Network. Congratulations, Chris in Bay Park. You are the winner of that Anza fillet knife, the bluefin, along with the $50 gift card or gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods, the freshest thing in town right here in Point Loma. And you're going to be loving that for sure. And you know, another thing that everybody's going to be loving is going down to Rancho Leonero.
Absolutely.
And we're so excited. June 1st is the big grand opening, right?
Yep, it's going to be. And yeah. I'm looking for it. I'm excited
myself. Yeah, I am too.
Ready to go.
Can't wait for sure.
Ready to get on the water.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So somebody wants to book a trip to Rancho Leonero. How do we do it?
Call Pamela or Olivia, 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA. Or go to RanchoLeonero.com. You can book there as well.
Yeah. Website is great. A lot of great pictures, and you keep things updated.
Lots of photos. We got fish photos going back 15, 20 years.
Really?
Yeah. You can go back archived and see what it's...
Great memories.
It does give you an idea of what the fishing's like at the particular months when you go back that many years to a particular month and see what's going on and how it works and what we're catching.
And like Dr. Granario was talking about earlier, you guys keep the place very clean.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
The Mexican people are very diligent about their cleaning.
Yeah, absolutely. They're really superstitious. Right now, they're completely, yeah. And we're keeping everything clean. You know, we're not that big of a place, so not that many people. So it's, everything's pretty spread out. And, yeah, we're wiping everything down full time. For me, too, you know.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's reassuring, for sure. Hey, thank you for listening today. What a great show today. What a great show coming up for us tomorrow. Captain Alec Robbie from the Polaris Supreme will be with us right here in the Let's Talk Hookup World headquarters tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to Dave for all he does there in the fan studios, and thanks to Adam for all he does in getting us on the air and our app for sure. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.